Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. Today's episode is sponsored by Ninja Forms. I'm Angela Bowman.
And I'm Amy Masson.
And I'm Tracy Epps.
Our guest today is Kate DeRosia, joining us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kate is an advocate and volunteer inside the WordPress ecosystem, helping others see how the WordPress platform can be used to create their lives they want to lead. That sounds amazing. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
We'd like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started?
I married into it. It was kind of inevitable. So my husband began building websites in 95. So, you know, before the internet had pictures. It's always paid more than my English degree ever would, believe it or not. I know this shocks everybody. And so it's just, I mean, he loves it. He would do it if it was his, you know, if he wasn't getting paid for it, he'd do it as a hobby. So it just was always going to be a part of my life. And I just kind of gave up and embraced it. So, when I was getting near the end of homeschooling the girls, realizing I was going to get to do something else with the rest of my life, and knowing that he was going to be, he'd been in WordPress for 5 or 6 years at that point, and knew that that was just going to be where we were going to be, then instead of trying to fight it again, I would just see if there was a place for me in there as well. A non-technical place, because I didn't want to be a developer, and I'm not qualified, or like I'm not trained as a designer. And so it's been a really interesting adventure, you know, kind of investigating what WordPress has to offer that's not development and design.
Well, I think that's interesting because a lot of people think you really have to be in a designer or developer if you're going to work in WordPress, and that's just not the case. So what have you found to be the areas that you want to, that you enjoy being a part of?
Yeah, so my background is English, but really your focus on communications and journalism. And so I am really big in the soft business skills side. I never really thought of myself as a salesperson, but I actually am kind of liking the sales and marketing side of things. Even just the human resources, you know, when it began, you did have to be, everybody had to be a developer. And if you happened to be a designer, that was great. And then it got to a spot where you could be a developer who hired a designer. And then, you know, like as development has grown, as building websites has grown, it's moved from being that, you know, that all in one kind of one person does it to a regular business where different people fill different roles with their different skills. So now you can get a job as a project manager without ever having built a website because you have good project management skills. So you're starting to see a lot more hiring across different industries, and it's making the whole ecosystem a lot richer.
Yeah, that's so interesting because my first job out of college, I had a degree in religious studies, and I went straight to work in a software company as a kind of a project coordinator, a project manager. And then I built some technical skills through that and more along the lines of technical writing, and then became more technical. But my entry was that. And it's interesting that WordPress is a software, but those other softer skills have been later to come to the ecosystem as opposed to other traditional software companies that already embraced all those roles.
Yeah, and it really is a sign of a successful company when they start embracing the softer side. Like, it helps you stand out more inside the industry. It helps you have more successful projects because you're having better client relationships, you're getting more recurring revenue. You know, building those relationships, and it all comes down to relationships, is really what builds a successful product and a successful business in the end.
So, I mean, we go way back. I've just been, because you always you're like, oh, I'm not technical. I just kind of, but you have become such an important part of the WordPress community. And I love it. And not only have you kind of carved your own space for it, but like your daughters, like, just embraced it and like took it and ran with it and are, you know, speak at conferences and all this stuff. Like, who inspired whom on that?
You know, it's such a funny story. I don't enjoy technology, but I have built websites and, you know, enough to know that that is really not what I want to do. Plus, I mean, it's what my husband's known for, and I'd really like to not just kind of follow him. But it really has been like just the core of our life. So the girls grew up in it. One of the things we never did was make them do any of it. So if they were interested, they got to be involved. If they weren't, that was fine. And so it was actually, I think, when I met Tracy at Rig Camp Chicago in 2014.
That's where I met her too.
See, and that was, so I had been helping with Rig Camp here in Grand Rapids. Brian Richards was putting it on. We were volunteers. The girls were helping because it's just kind of like, we just do things as a family. It's kind of how I was raised. It's how, you know, the girls were raised. If one of us is involved, everybody's involved, whether you like it or not. But at a level you want to be involved at, you know, so they got introduced, and really it's the community that sucked us all in. You know, we didn't really have a desire to build web pages. We didn't need to build web pages. We didn't need to run businesses, you know, none of those things. But meeting the people and being involved in a creative atmosphere, you know, that entrepreneur atmosphere, that my girls were talking about starting their own business at like 10 and 12, 12 and 14. Like, there wasn't a scary barrier of entry. Like, it wasn't something I ever considered at their age, because you just couldn't. You had to have so much upfront capital and, you know, so many different things, where with the internet, it just changes all of that. So Chicago 2014 was the first camp I attended as an attendee. And it was also the first camp the girls attended as attendees at 12 and 14. And we told them if we were going to pay for them to go into Chicago and spend the time having a fun weekend, they had to at least know a little bit about WordPress. So because we were homeschooling, I made them read Lisa Sabin Wilson's WordPress book. And they actually had, so they read it 2 weeks and had their own websites built. And Em went on to do a ton of writing. She really thought she'd hate it. She's my older daughter. Sophie hated it and didn't want to do anything with it, and eventually has become, she's the one who's, you know, really much more involved at this point. She has spoken at WordPress conferences in her Captain Marvel suit.
I love that.
Mental health. And so it's just something that, you know, the community was so inviting. Like, Tracy was the first talk, like the first talk of the day, but the first talk the girls went to. All three of us ended up there by accident, because at 12 and 14, we could let the girls just go and go wherever they wanted. And we all ended up in Tracy's talk. We all, you know, fell in love with her, of course. And she's been a member of the family ever since, you know.
But
that's just, that's, you know, so then from there, they got to do with what they wanted within, you know, within the ecosystem.
And they have.
We talked to a lot of people that really have their children involved in WordPress and in the WordPress community. And I've been to a number of WordCamps and, you know, I've seen kids, but it's not that common.
I think it's harder. It depends a little bit. I've met a few. I think part of it is that we had kids pretty young, so there weren't necessarily a lot of kids old enough. You still have to be, excuse me, you still have to be a certain age to be able to appreciate and enjoy it. I mean, you can start doing more with it. Like, kids camp is letting them do more with it at an earlier age. But like 12 and 14 is really when you can kind of sink your, you know, your teeth into it. And your you're functional as a human being enough to not be completely disruptive if we can't by yourself, you know, or, you know, it's so, you know, there's a different level there, but it is something I've really thought about, actually, is how to get more kids involved. Because if we don't bring in the next generation, no matter what good things we build, it's still going to die.
Absolutely.
Such a happy note.
I know, right? This is where we cue the, like, children are our future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
There you go.
Well, and that's where I actually think the headless movement is going to be a big benefit to us, because it opens more doors for additional opportunities. I'm a huge fan of and, you know, just being able to do this and do that. So you don't have to do, it used to be so much you had to do this or do that, where now you could do Shopify and WordPress. You could learn React and WordPress. You know, there's always a gateway drug that then pulls you into the others. And while it's a weird way to phrase it, it's absolutely 100% the truth, because you find that one thing and then you find the next big thing and the next cool thing. And I'm really excited about the headless approach to WordPress and the options that that brings to it.
Yeah, I've had clients ask like, oh, well, WordPress has been around for a bit. Is it on its way out? And I was like, No, I don't see an end to it at all, because of the fact that it's transforming itself into more of this, just, it's a tool, it's a platform that can be used in any way, shape, or form that you need it to be. And, you know, and then it being open source, even more so, like, that it's going to just keep changing and growing, especially since it's so popular. So I love that too. It also sometimes scares me, because I'm like, I got into development back in 96. So like right after images were a part of the web.
Embedded, right?
Yeah. And, but then I was like, if I hadn't started then, I would be so overwhelmed right now if I tried to get into web development, because there's so much. But I mean, it is, there's a lot of opportunities. And you can kind of create your own path, which is, you know, that's actually what my HeroPress, you know, story was all about, is that I can create my own job, because when the recession hit, I just was like, well, I'm gonna make my own job.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we spent this last year kind of looking at how I can best put my time into the project. I've kind of stayed away from it for the original bit of it. I had enough else going on. It was also Topher's project that he was just really excited about. And I didn't, as a writer and an editor, the last thing I wanted to do was start moving in and doing anything with the essays, or like, just, it just seemed better if we wanted to stay married, if I stayed away from it. and we've reached a spot where it's much more reasonable for me to step in. And we realized that what we want to create is that understanding of how you really can build a life you want using this platform, which does allow you to then, like, you can include it with your other things you already do. But if you want to be someone who, so I come from small town America, like there are 100 people in the town 5 miles from my parents' house. So it's small and nobody lives there anymore. The grocery store just closed because there aren't jobs. But now you can take something like WordPress back into that community and start working from there, and you can be near your relatives. You can I have roads up there that are named after my grandparents. Like, my family's been there forever, but I could never live there because we needed to be 2 hours away in the city in order to do our job. Where I would love to show people how they can go back to where they came from, how you can choose a more simple life, how you can choose a more complicated life, you know, how you can take it on the road and live out of an RV or out of a backpack moving from city, you know, that you really can create a job or build a job that grows with you, that goes with you, that wherever you are, you can do your job and you're not limited.
And I think part of that being able to travel and go to these different places really has a lot to do with your network, because, mm-hmm. you know, my ability to travel and work is so dependent on the fact that I have all these clients and connections that are bringing me work, you know, and part of that I had to, you know, kind of build locally, but then I have so many clients that are not local at all, or even if they're local, I've met with them one time, maybe, yeah. You know, it's fascinating. Like, we're literally 10 miles apart. Like, we could get together and have a meeting. So that network's so important. And how do you feel the network supports that lifestyle? How would you build a network like that to support that lifestyle if you're not in a place where, you know, you... Like, if you do decide to go live more rural, do you feel like you'd have to travel or to meet people? You know, like, how does that all fit together?
You know, that's an excellent question, because if we moved back to my small town and tried to run a business out of there, there would be no clients. I mean, it's near right. a pretty big tourist town. And so we would get business from there. But if you're looking locally for business, that's not going to work. Absolutely true. So having that network, being involved online, building those relationships, which originally, like, the best way to do it is at a WordCamp, because it's still nice to see people face to face, you know, it's still nice to be at face to face events. But at the same time, I think the pandemic has really helped us in a way, in that so many things have turned virtual, that it's opened so many global doors to people that you just couldn't have. You know, we did the path of starting extremely local. Like, everything we did was face-to-face. Topher often went and actually worked, you know, on site, and, you know, and then we moved into more of a regional, and then we moved, you know, national, and then global, like, with our relationship building as we hit different stages of our business, because you start running out of local work and you start running out of regional work. And, you know, so you have to keep expanding, but it also allows you to continue picking and choosing the work you want to do, as opposed to being forced to take the work that you have. And so much of that just comes from building the relationships. And it can be attending meetups, it can be attending conferences, it can be getting involved in Facebook groups. There's just so many options out there, and it's just finding the one that's right for you. You know, some of them are awful for some people, but it doesn't make them awful for everybody. You know, like, I'm not a huge Facebooker, but I really like Facebook groups because I can really curate who I'm talking to. I just don't do the rest of Facebook at all. Like, it's hilarious. I mean, I love Twitter because almost all of my WordPress friends are on Twitter. I do a lot of relationship building there, but not so much on LinkedIn. I'm still there, but it's much more about just sharing content, which is fine because you need that too, you know? So it's about accepting what a platform is and working within it. But if you don't build your relationship and you don't build relationships and you don't build your reputation, so I think that's another big one, which is not about being, you know, having any specific relationship. You don't have to be a super nice person. You don't have to be overly generalist. You know, you don't have to be somebody you're not. You just have to be authentically who you are and consistently be who you are. And you'll get the clients that you're supposed to have because they want to hire you. It's always about hiring you.
One of the things that every single time where I'm like, oh, well, I'm struggling, I don't know about clients, I don't have anything in the pipeline, I don't know what to do, I shouldn't spend this money to go to this conference or this event, I should be working, I should be doing these other things. But I really just, you know, like, every single time I invest in that and in like, whether it is a WordCamp or investing that time to go to a meetup virtually or in person, every single time it pays off. Like, oh yeah, that's right, you do this thing. And I was like, yeah. It's like, I didn't go to the thing intending to get business, but just by, like, connecting with people and realizing in the WordPress community is such a collaborative and helpful community. Like, it just kind of naturally happens as soon as you have, you know, like, you do, like, make that reputation, and you kind of, you know, you're reliable, you're kind, you're, you know, or whatever, you're smart, whatever it is, you're authentically you, as you say. And that is really valued in the WordPress community. Very much, yeah, so.
It is really a huge part of it. And again, really, you know, really want to stress that authenticness. You know, it's okay if you're crazy. It's okay even if you're kind of a terrible person, you know, like, just be a consistently terrible person. You know, because we, you know, you don't always hire somebody just because you like them. You hire them, you know, but it's, I will hire an honest
quantity.
Person, right? Exactly. Well, and that's it. You know, the more you interact in the community, the more you're known. If I was looking for someone to, say, put up a fence because I got a new puppy, you know, it would be, I would ask a friend, you know, and if you can ask a colleague, and you're more likely to go with that person because they are known, as opposed to just opening, well, we don't open phone books anymore, but, you know, instead of just Googling and picking the top results, because you'll feel more comfortable and happy, you know, with your selection.
Yeah, I think the world of the WordPress community has made remote work so much more palatable to people. Like, you know, I've been working at my home forever, but I was working here for many years, like 6 years, before I went to my first WordCamp and actually met other people that do what I do. And that is allowing people to go and work, live wherever they want. And I see these, you know, really cool countries offering these incentives to go, hey, move here and live here. And I'm like, if I didn't have this ball and chain, I'd be up to Italy tomorrow. I can work anywhere.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's so cool because you gain so much from I like to think of it as being rich, like brownies, where, you know, the more people, you know, the more depth there is to your individual world, but also to their world. And, you know, the ability to be able to travel someplace and meet another WordPress community, you know, cause they're everywhere. Like HeroPress has been huge. Like the people that we've met, like I said, I grew up in a tiny town, you know, I would have never met people from India, and we now have great friends in India. We have great friends all over the world. And it changes everything about how you think and about how you approach your business and about how you consider product development or service development, because you've got these additional resources that even if they're not sending work your way, you're getting information and education and, numbers and things, you know, to help you. I'm not a numbers and things person, but they're giving you, you know, the information that you need to build the product that you want, that gives you more opportunity to reach more people.
And the I want to build on that, like traveling, and especially because the world, we always talk about the world's getting smaller, but really, especially if we are working on a medium that is global, it reaches to the ends and everywhere in between. One of the things I tell like my students when with like design and user experience and even just digital strategy is that like, well, go and like work from some other culture for a little bit and just like absorb, because you'll realize what things that you just were kind of raised with, but that was conditioned in you by your culture or your family or your traditions, and how everyone thinks differently. And that's what I love about the fact that the WordPress community is so global, is that I feel like I can go to one of the other countries. I can go to the WordCamp. I still am going to know like a base level of, oh, these are people that know WordPress. But then that unknown of the culture and experiencing that every single time, especially when it's like something hard and struggle with, it teaches me something that is super valuable for my design or for my sales or for my strategy or helping out a client every single time.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you a bit of a unique edge too, because you know a little something that somebody else, you know, that your competition doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've repeated the this benefit of these conferences and WordCamps. And what's interesting to me is that anything that you project that you might get from the conference is usually not what you get from the conference. You're always going to be surprised. And I think you always have to be open to be surprised about what you're going to get. So even if you think, I don't think this conference has much to offer to me, or I'm not sure what sessions I'm going to go to or whatever, likely the connection you're going to make has nothing to do with the content. And we wouldn't be here today had I not powered through horrible imposter syndrome to go to LoopConf and meet Tracy and take refuge in her smile and everything in this conference where there were like no women, well, very few women. And I got, you know, that was just like, wow, that was not what I was expecting. Do you know what I mean? At all. Or going to Pressnomics, which was also kind of like, what am I doing here? And I was also sick and not well, and I powered through and went anyway. And I met the guys with Blog Vault, and they ended up becoming a sponsor of our show. And so, you know, you're always going to be surprised. So I do think those, and Amy's talked about this a lot too, is those in-person WordCamps and opportunities to go to conferences, even if they're not WordPress or they're more of the premium things, are well worth it. Staying home will never build your network.
Yeah, maybe you not know, never, but.
Well, I mean, if you got to be out there some way, I mean, right. Zoom or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the kind of off-camera times that really do matter the most. You know, the sessions are great. I learned tons of things from the sessions. Almost all of them are recorded and you can find them later. It's the thing, you know, it's the conversation over a cup of coffee. It's bumping into somebody, you know, like in the lobby waiting for an Uber. You know, it's these weird random little moments that just, like you said, that they're completely unexpected, that have the strangest impact. Our whole life has been that way. So it's, you know.
Hi, Women in WP listeners. This is Amy with a quick note from our sponsor, Ninja Forms. Do you wish you could build forms for WordPress without spending forever or having to recruit help? You can. Ninja Forms is the WordPress form plugin that's both extremely flexible and easy to use. You can create contact forms, order forms, donation forms, and more in literally minutes using pre-built templates. You can also easily customize with form logic, upload fields, multi-step pages, and more. Just drag and drop what you need where you need it. Ninja Forms integrates with hundreds of services like MailChimp, Google Sheets, HubSpot, without needing to write a line of code. Get Ninja Forms now on ninjaforms.com. And now, on with the show.
I wanted to ask a little bit, for anybody listening that has not heard of it, can you tell us about what HeroPress is?
Yeah, so HeroPress has been around for 6 years now, I believe, if I'm doing math correctly. It is inspirational stories from people in the WordPress community who have used the WordPress platform to positively impact their life in some way. There just are so many. And one of my jobs soon is going to be going through and categorizing all of them. but it's phenomenal because, you know, it's people who grew up small town rural, like I did, you know, who didn't go into college, who still built a business and a career. You know, it's people who were in terrible relationships that had an out that, you know, you don't always just have one of those. People who felt marginalized for whatever reason, all of the variety of reasons that we choose to marginalize people, you know, it's how they were able to take something and use it the way that they needed to use it to make the changes they wanted to make, to at least start the life that they want to be living. And I think it's such a part of who we are. I mean, it's what we did. That I forgot that that's not something that everybody realizes can just be done. And so that's something that we really want to focus on through the expansion, is creating more resources to make it easier for people to continue to do this with their life, particularly now that the pandemic has brought remote working into such focus. And so, you know, to be able to provide resources for even people outside of WordPress who are now remote working, which we all know has its ups and downs, that, you know, as great as it is, it's really awful sometimes too. And so, just to be able to share our knowledge and to help each other grow stronger. I'm a big believer that we're stronger from the bottom and we're stronger together. You know, you build a really solid base and it doesn't matter what decisions other people are making, because you can just keep doing the thing that you want to be doing, you know, building the thing you want to build. So yeah, definitely about relationships and networking.
You're also involved with the Big Orange Heart, WordFest Live, Hallway Chats. Talk about those. Tell us everything.
Yeah, I get
all
suckered
of the things.
I get suckered
Kate
into doing
is everywhere.
So, I mean, it helps. I'm a writer, I'm a communicator. So there's always a need. Like right now is actually a huge time if you're a writer to be entering the WordPress community, because there's such a strong demand for quality content creation. But because I'm in a position where I can choose the kind of work that I'm doing, I've been able to do some volunteer work for this last year, and just love helping Big Orange Heart. It's a mental health charity that it helps you in crisis, but it also helps you build the like mental well-being so that you can manage, you can have a successful remote working experience. You know, it's just so much more than just helping you when you're down, but they help you when you're down. And so I've been able to be a part of that. We started, as the pandemic was hitting and everybody was, you know, just really sick and tired of being home with each other. We did WordFest, which was their first, it was a virtual conference, 24 hours long, completely global. Over 70 volunteers helped the core team. We had about 5 people who pulled it. Well, probably about 10, because I always forget about the guys in the back room doing all the technical stuff. But about 10 of us pulled it together. It was great. We just finished the second one and finally recovered from that. And we've already got dates for both of them in 2022. So I'm kind of, it's something I'm going to be involved with for a while, which I'm really thankful for. I mean, I was an original remote worker as a stay-at-home mom who had a husband who was busy all the time. And I really appreciate the challenges and the struggles of feeling isolated and feeling alone. And I think the biggest one is not knowing where to turn. You don't always have the resources, the finances to get help. It wasn't as easy 20 years ago to be able to, talk to a therapist across the internet, didn't necessarily have a babysitter, didn't necessarily have a car, So to be able to work for something that helps provide these resources in a place that people can comfortably come get them, at least start their, well-being journey, is a huge part for me. Hallway Chats is our podcast. we acquired it kind of unexpectedly in February. It's been on hiatus a little bit as I've been working pretty strongly with Big Orange Heart, and we've been figuring out the expansion. How do you take a group of essays and turn it into something else? And there's a lot of answers there. So it's firing back up again this fall. And it's those conversations that we have in the hallway between conferences or between sessions or instead of sessions at conferences. And it's a lot about our heart is really in providing visibility for other people in the WordPress community. Like, we've got the resources, let us let you use them. So it's really about introducing the community so you can build those networks, so you can find the people you want to work with, so that you can have the stronger business that you want to have.
And what's this all about, a WordPress podcast network too?
So we have, we wanted to do, there's so many things you can do with HeroPress because it's a community-based, so many resources. And one of the things that we decided to do is as the part of the new WordPress network. So instead of making HeroPress bigger, we're going to add additional resources around it. So kind of like a solar system, I guess you could say, for those who love that. And so one of them is WP Podcasts, which, we'll be releasing here in the next week or two, I believe. And it's just a list of all the podcasts that are out there, because I don't even know how many podcasts are out there. We found some that we didn't expect, and we really want to, there's some really great global ones that, don't get the recognition. So we want to have those on there. And it's just, you can go there, you can find a list, you can find the first episode. You can submit your podcast. We're also doing something called Find It WP, which is literally what it sounds like. It is a list of the things. So it is going to be a list of newsletters. It is going to be a list of, it's going to be an additional, a second list of podcasts. It's going to have plugins. It's going to have themes. It's going, it's not a repository, but it's going, you can go in there, whoever you are, no matter how much, what your budget is, you can go in and you can list it for free. There'll be some options for, we're working on ways to fund all of this because we are not independently wealthy in any way. In fact, we will literally be living in a van not too long from now.
Down by the river?
Yeah, hopefully. Every possible. So we went through the entrepreneur days where life was just terrible. And there were times when I did not know how we were going to make the budget. And I would cry myself to sleep at night wondering, how we were going to live in our Jeep, down by the river. And now here I am actively pursuing this as a lifestyle.
Full circle. There's
so much irony in life. But Find It WP is, there are so many great resources out there. We don't have the time. Most people don't have the time or the interest. Like, I like to research things. Not everybody does. It's why I research things instead of build websites. We're going to go ahead and create this resource for people to be able to submit, what they're doing in the WordPress community, and then make it easy for people to find it.
I love it. I'm making notes because I'm teaching web dev for marketers, and it is, I keep saying, I'm like, okay, well, there's lots of resources here, but they're hard to find. Mm-hmm. So that is so much a needed thing. So yeah. I love it.
It's so hard to do in a growing community because, you know, successful people are successful because they're busy. People who haven't got to the successful stage are trying to, you know, like, are generally busy trying to get there. And the third type of people have no idea to where you even start. So part of what we want to do, like in kind of a second expansion, is start doing product reviews and plug-in and theme reviews. But from the standpoint of, is this actually worth your money? Is this, you know, like a real look at it, so that when, you know, a struggling designer is wondering if they should spend $100, which sometimes $100 is a huge amount of money, and you don't just have that to throw around. So we want to take away some of those barriers of entry that help make things better for everybody.
I love it.
It's so great. I'm pretty excited.
So I'm curious so with HeroPress, I'm kind of going back there, how are you finding the people that are being featured? I mean, I've read many of the essays.
My husband talks to everybody.
Yes,
that's
how he talks to everybody. He's like, hey, you need to write this thing.
Yes, he talks. So we have,
he gives them candy.
He does. You know, we are a terrible example to our children, to be quite honest. Good thing they're 19 and 21. So, you know, they've got a little bit of an edge here, but it's hilarious. Yeah. We have an open sign up that we haven't really pushed, but that'll be something that we want to get out there a little more. But he hears a story, he sees a story on Twitter, people bring him a story, and he is not shy about stepping forward and saying, hey, this sounds really interesting. Please, you know, please write. And we're also looking at some ideas on some shorter stories, like giving people the option to write more, like instead of an entire story, more like a little, you know, segment or a little, you know, a little vignette of something positive from their work, you know, just so that we can then include more people. Not everybody wants to write a lot. Not everybody feels comfortable. We've also started working on, when we have multilingual contributors, having them write their story in their local language or their primary language, as well as writing it in English. And we've been working with Weglot to figure out how we can improve the translations that we have on the website, but also how we can improve their translation services, because we have such a huge pool of, you know, different language speakers to be able to test the quality of some of their more diverse languages.
I did notice all the different languages when I was looking on the website.
It's a big deal to us. I mean, we really respect the fact that we're white people in, you know, middle America who live on a reasonable income, and that we want, really have a heart for you know, showing other people off and making sure that we're using those resources to help as many people as possible, because it can be a big deal when you're new at something. And I think we've all been there, you know, seeing somebody else that's like us do it, you know, seeing it in our own language, hearing it in our own language, can just change our learning level so much. So we're really committed to putting as many resources as we reasonably can into creating as much diversity as possible, and equitable access to anything, everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we do try to, in our show notes, when we know someone has a HeroPress story, it's linked to it. And so many of our guests have had that. And Topher has asked me, and it came at a very difficult time. But I want to do it, and I will it.
Yeah, I'm the only one in our family who hasn't yet, and it's probably time for me to do it. But you know, that's the thing, is it's okay for it to not be the right time. Like, that is perfectly, like, there is, I've seen so many things that I've tried to do among all the things that I already tried to do, where when I've said no, when I finally say yes, it was such a better time to have done it. You know, sometimes you need some time on the other side of something to let the rest of the story, like, none of our stories are complete, and they won't be complete. I don't even think that they're complete when we die, like, because they just continue, you know? But but you know, giving it a little time afterwards can just make such a huge difference to, you know, to both letting our healing happen, because most of these stories have a pain to them. You know, I mean, that's what makes a good story, but you know, life is painful. I've been married for 23 years. I'm very aware of this, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's so good to let yourself do it when it's right for you. And that's what we're really focused on.
That's wow. Awesome.
Well, on that note, I would love to ask you to tell us where our listeners can find you online.
Yeah. So I'm at My Sweet Kate, and that's Kate with a C. So it's because I'm Kathy with C. A lot of people don't know that. But yep, I've been My Sweet Kate for a long time, 22 years now. And yeah, so Twitter and Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn, and I'm Kate DeRosia on Facebook, but I probably won't talk to you. So it's nothing personal. I just don't use it that way. But awesome. Hey, I've got some great groups if you want to join.
Yeah, well, we can put those in the show notes. So thank you for being on today, and thanks to our sponsor for this episode, Ninja Forms.
Thanks so much for having me. It was so wonderful. I've been waiting to talk to you ladies, and I just can't tell you what a great part of my day this was.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.